Good morning. Today is Monday, February 15th, the 3rd of Adar. We are on page 498 in Mesillas Yesharim. We've just begun the 25th chapter, Perek Chafhei. He says, V'amnam hadavar hazeh enu mitzayer hetev esechalad. He's talking about derech knias hayira, the way to acquire fear of sin. And he said it's basically contemplating, understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything and cares about everything that we do. And he bases it on the Mishnah and Avos, Da, Mala, Mala, Mimcha, Ayin, Rav, Ozan, Shamas. Understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above us, seeing everything, hearing everything, V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, and what you do matters. Take responsibility for your actions. V'yamnam hadavar hazeh enu mitzayer hetev esechal adam. He says it's very hard to envision this. It's very hard to wrap your brain around it. Ela yedei hasmadas ha'isbonenus ve'istaklus ha'gadol. Except through constant contemplation and intense reflection. Kikeven shadava rachok mechushenu. Because this is very far from the perception of our senses. Lo yitzayru ha'asechel ela harov ha'yun v'ashkafa. The mind cannot envision it without a lot of contemplation and consideration. V'gam achar sheyitzayirehu. And even if you accomplish it, even if you conceptualize it and wrap your brain around it today, it's very hard to keep up this understanding. He says, Yatsur Atsir Mimena Benakel. This realization departs from you easily, or at least can depart from being at the forefront of your mind, and it moves somewhere to the back. Im lo yasmin alav harbe, if you don't constantly focus on it. He says, just as a lot of contemplation is the way to acquire constant fear of Hashem, he says, the same way, the impediments are diversion of one's attention and the absence of contemplation. Whether this is something that's unintentional, it's just there's a lot of other things we're preoccupied with. Or baratzon, sometimes people willfully disregard. They willfully want to push Hashem out of their minds. Kol hesach das bituhul yirat midis. He says, either way, any diversion of attention from these truths undermines the constant fear of Hashem. Huma shetziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu el hamelech v'haisei mavakar vo kol yimei chayav l'man yilmod l'yiras Hashem alokav. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the king needs to have a Sefer Torah with him at all times, so that his mind is never diverted from yiras shamayim. Halamata she'ena yira nilmedas ela min akriya bilti nifsakas. You see from that pasuk that true yiras shamayim comes from an unceasing study of Torah all the days of his life. Lo amar l'man yira ela l'fi she'ena yira zos musegas bateva. It says l'man Yilmad liyira. He says, why doesn't it say leman yira so that he fears? So he says, ki adraba, rechokahi mimenu mipnei gashmius hachushim. He says, it's very difficult to attain. And therefore, ena niknes al yadei limud. The more you learn about it, the more think about it, the more you study it and pay attention to it, the more it becomes part of your habits. And that's why it's not automatic. By learning about it and thinking about it, you will come to Yira. Veina niknes alei de limud, vein limud liyira ala barov hasmada batara dracha b'li hafsek. And the way you learn about Yira is rov hasmada, very diligent study, b'li hafsek, without interruption. V'ushia adam isbonin imayim b'davar hazeh tamid, b'shifto b'lechto b'shachvo v'kumo. That's why we have a mitzvah. B'shiftecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. Because to acquire real Yira shamayim, it means at all times, when you're lying down, when you're walking, when you're moving, in the morning, at night, you're always thinking about Yiras Hashem. Achikba bedaito amitas adavar dahainu amitas himatzi shchinaso yisparach b'chol makom. Until you study it enough and it becomes real to you, and it becomes a reality to you, that the shchina is everywhere. V'heyosam omdim lefanav mamish b'choleisu v'chol shah, and that we are literally standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every moment. Va'az yira oso be'emes, and then you will genuinely fear him. So what he's saying is it's so difficult. We don't see God with our senses. We have to constantly reinforce the message that God is everywhere and that he's watching everything. And then if we constantly familiarize ourselves with this and we think about it all the time, then we will live with that realization. We will live a state of yiras chet. God is watching us. And this is what David HaMelech says, teach me Hashem your way that I may go in your truth, dedicate my heart to fear your name. We will stop here. Have a wonderful day, everyone.